From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has tweeted the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying extortion money for 25 years. Talking, he said, is not the answer. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee said Mr. Trump has a point.
It is the fact. The U.S. between 1995 and 2008, according to the Congressional Research Service, has provided North Korea with over $1.3 billion in aid, consisting mostly of food and fuel aid.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, speaking Wednesday with his South Korean counterpart, however, repeated the international community is not done with diplomacy. Japan said it favors a new U.N. Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang over Japan. North Korean diplomat Ju Yong-chul, however, insisted his government has a right to self-defense, warned against further sanctions or pressure on the DPRK government.
If the U.S. fails to act with discretion and persists in its reckless attempts to stifle the DPRK, we DPRK will not hesitate to take further tougher countermeasures.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S. South Korea military exercises and to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Cameroonian President Paul Biya has directed that a military court drop the case against three Anglophone activists. The three men were arrested following last year's protests by English speakers alleging discrimination in the majority Francophone country. The three denied charges of hostility toward the state or fomenting secession or civil war. The government has been under intense diplomatic and public pressure to end its prosecution. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday acknowledged there are more U.S. troops in Afghanistan than the official level of 8,400. Dana Smith is a Pentagon spokesperson.
This is not an announcement of a troop increase. We are simply being more transparent about the way we communicate America's military commitment in Afghanistan, while still protecting sensitive information.
The Pentagon said it has about 11,000 troops in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the actual numbers of U.S. troops in Syria and Iraq remain under review. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lashed out at media coverage of two investigations into corruption allegations that include questions about gifts from Hollywood as well as from business figures. Speaking in Hebrew to supporters, most Israelis, he said, appreciate our achievements, despite the fact most of the press lacks fairness and engages in what he called fake news, which he said has reached a peak level. A separate probe involves Mr. Netanyahu allegedly seeking favorable coverage from a media outlet. He has denied all the charges. Ailing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari chaired his first cabinet meeting Wednesday in 5 months following extended medical leave for an undisclosed illness in Britain. Mr. Buhari returned to the country August 19th. Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was in Maiduguri, part of Britain's supportive efforts to combat Boko Haram. Johnson focused on the need for food aid.
But what we're also trying to do with our diplomacy and with our military forces is to help turn the tide against Boko Haram, get the country back under control.
Johnson expressed confidence Nigerian forces with British help can turn the tide against the insurgency. President Donald Trump turned his attention Wednesday to tax reform as a further way to boost jobs and grow the economy. He spoke Wednesday in Springfield, Missouri.
The foundation of our job creation agenda is to fundamentally reform our tax code for the first time in more than 30 years. I want to work with Congress, Republicans, and Democrats alike on a plan that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, and pro-American.
Mr. Trump said he hopes to get Congress to approve tax reform this year after efforts to pass health care reform stalled. The UN Wednesday charged Venezuela's security forces with committing widespread rights violations in crushing anti-government protests. It warned that democracy in the South American country is barely alive. U.S. government regulators have approved the first treatment that genetically engineers a patient's own immune system to fight leukemia. It's touted as the first cell therapy approved anywhere in the world. The costly and custom-made CART cell treatment is developed by Novartis and the University of Pennsylvania and is being tested against other cancers. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.